You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Brand new from Gin Mill Hollow. That is Denver. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Jane, and we have Gin Mill Hollow in the studio. Madison Americana Jam Band, Gin Mill Hollow, is celebrating their 12th year anniversary in 2026 by releasing a third studio album called A Fool's Dream, and that it may be. But the band will throw a party on January 30th at the Burr Oak on Madison's east side. And here to talk about 12 years, the new album, and release party is Gin Mill Hollow co-founder Dan Plord and Joshua Juice Judici. Dan Juice.
What up, Rocker?
Welcome back to Mag Sync Radio, guys.
Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, the last time you were here, you mentioned to me that was back three studios ago. Yeah. Normandy Lane over on the west side. That was back when it was called The Devil's Lair.
I recall that, actually.
Wow, yes. You guys played back then.
It feels a lot longer ago than just a few years.
Isn't that crazy? That was just June 2021, just after the pandemic was kind of slowing down a little bit.
Yep.
Things were starting to go back to normal. Dan, before we get into the band, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what's your backstory? How did you get started playing music?
I'm born and raised here in Madison. My music actually started in, elementary school orchestra. I was playing the cello, and I would take it home and I would turn it on its side and pretend to play it like a guitar. So clearly at an early age, something about that wasn't right, and I knew that there was a different path that I needed
to
follow.
When you were playing the cello as a guitar, what song were you playing?
Stairway to Heaven.
Nice.
Denied.
That is no
Stairway. After that, Mark actually in the band, we started taking guitar lessons at around the same time from the same instructor.
Oh, wow.
And then played in our first band together. Shout out to Blue Water. That was, I don't know, junior year of high school, maybe senior year of high school. I went on in college to take some music theory classes and some, dabbled in musicology stuff and played in guitar in my dorm room and the houses that I lived at. And that was kind of where it took off for me.
What was your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
Absolutely nothing. The apple did fall far from the tree in that sense.
We have Juice over here, and you play mandolin?
I am the mandolin player. The
mandolin player. Do you play banjo too?
I do not play banjo.
He doesn't play banjo, but
yet.
I've tried on them before, but I wouldn't consider myself a player of the banjo,
Okay. All right. Well, mandolin, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in music, how you got your start. What's your backstory?
I started with piano lessons when I was a kid. My mom, we were talking about earlier, my mom was like a church piano player,
Oh, yeah.
And I liked piano lessons and I liked it and I was good at it. Some people like kids like don't want to practice, but I was good at it. So I did. And I've played lots of instruments since then. Once you start learning instruments, you can keep learning more,
Okay. So, mandolin, piano, what else you got in there?
I was a guitar player for a long time. I was in high school, I was a drummer in like all the marching bands and the high school bands and stuff. So I was a drummer too. So yeah.
Wow, that's pretty
Mandolin's
cool.
Mandolin's kind of I learned mandolin for this band specifically.
Really?
It was kind of like a new thing I tried. Yeah.
Wow, what a great story. Oh, well, tell us about Gin Mill Hollow. It started out as an acoustic duo. You were just saying kind of with your friend Mark Norman.
Yeah, so I had booked a gig, a solo show at the Up North Bar just on the other side of the Capitol, and realized very quickly after committing to that I did not have the material available to play a set solo at the time. So I leaned on Mark and said, hey, you want to join me? So we basically were just playing some traditional stuff, some stuff by bands that we, grew up enjoying. And so that first show was just the two of us in our basketball shorts playing acoustic guitars. We really didn't think too much of it, except that it was fun. And being longtime friends since third grade, we'd always kind of had that we should be in a band together. And it started progressing and rolling downhill in a good way.
And then, what was the next instrument that you added?
That would have been Juice. Yeah. So
that was Juice.
Yeah, Juice lived with me early on in the band, and Mark would come over and we'd be practicing stuff. and Juice was in his bedroom playing along with the mandolin. Yeah. A junky old mandolin.
I had it hanging on my walls as decoration, and I took it down. I was like playing around along with you guys in my room, like trying to do it.
We didn't even really know. I mean, I guess at one point we probably heard it and said, "What are you doing over there?
What is that?"
And slowly we were just like, "Well, you know, it makes sense. You know, he knows what we're doing. Yeah. So why don't you come play a show?" And of course, that was probably at the Up North.
Yeah,
and then we, you know, played for many years there regularly as we were, you know, developing.
Were we like every Monday for a while?
We played every Monday, and we did a bingo thing. Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Yep.
And then, well, let's give the drummer some.
Yeah.
You guys ran into Joe Murray.
Yeah, and actually first we had a Cajon player, Justin Gerstner, who was also an Up North regular who joined. He backed out of the band a little while just due to time conflict. And Joe Murray, I had played with Joe Murray in a band called Seaside Zoo. And I said, hey.
Oh, is that the Grateful Dead one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I
said,
I've heard of that.
I said, Joe, why don't you come join the band? And his ears perked up and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, he was a good fit.
And he was also Elf Lettuce.
He was Elf Lettuce.
He was, yep.
He was in Elf Lettuce too?
Yep.
All right, yeah. Well, my brain's still working. What? What is your secret to staying together? Because you guys have been together now 12 years.
Yeah. Obviously, we're friends. And I think as much as, you know, we love being together, being on the road and playing, we also know that there's a need for our separate time and spaces and other projects. And I think that definitely helps us remain grounded in that it's still always fun to go come back to Jinmu.
We never have, like, drama or fights. Like all our friends bands, we hear about, you know, these guys aren't going to fight. Like we've never had that ever.
Yeah, I think
like
we
when we rehearse, we have fun. It's like fun. We're hanging out,
and we'll just back off to our separate abodes when the right time calls.
Yeah, because
exactly.
I think I read you guys have done more than 600 shows.
Correct.
Yeah,
we're in probably around 650 now.
So, so who drives and who navigates?
Early on, it was me and the Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
The Silver Bullet makes its appearance.
Silver Bullet.
On the second album.
That's the name of our second album.
The second album is
Busted Bullet.
Busted Bullet.
Because
it broke down.
Yeah.
Where?
It actually broke down on the west side of Madison. We were on our way home from a show, Mackie's Hideout in.
Oh, during a snowstorm.
Snowstorm.
And of course.
We made it all the way back to Madison.
I drove that night, actually.
Did you? You did, yeah.
You made me drive because you were getting sleepy.
And we made it back to Madison. Thankfully, we didn't break down in the middle of Illinois or something.
Oh, my.
But on the west side of Madison, and I remember I called Mark after it broke down and I said, hey man, you gotta, I know you just got in bed and you're comfortable, but you gotta come back and pick me up because the van broke down. And he did. And that was that. And since then, Mark has been
Nora's
the one that's
the driver,
that's driving. So,
well, that's how it changed the transition.
Yep.
Gin Mill Hollow is releasing their third album, A Fool's Dream, on January 30th at the Burr Oak. What does A Fool Dream about?
Well, a fool's dream is just a line in a song I wrote, kind of. I don't know if it's like has that deepest meaning. You know, we're just trying to come up with names to the album, and we try like names of songs or lines from songs or stuff, you know. So we're kind of like a fool's dream.
There's probably an underlying, you know.
So a fool's dream
theme.
Is thinking of a real album name.
like we know what we're doing, maybe.
Yeah. We all are a bunch of kind of guys getting older, still trying to make it as musicians in the world, you know. So maybe it is a fool's dream. Who knows?
Ties
where,
in well.
Where was this recorded?
Lunar Lava in Fort Atkinson. Jeff Peterson is the owner. And main engineer, and Kenny Leiser, our good friend.
Oh yeah,
did a lot of engineering and production.
From Wheelhouse, right?
Yep, Wheelhouse and Joseph Huber Band.
And is there vinyl going to be available for this?
Possibly down the road.
Yeah.
Currently
CD?
No.
How
CDs.
Are you releasing?
We'll have CDs and then obviously streaming platforms.
What streaming platforms? Spotify?
Yeah, it'll be on, I think, on everything.
Probably all of them.
We use CD Baby and they kick it out to all the pertinent sites.
Did you ever go to Cafe Carp while you were in Fort?
I don't believe we did, but I've heard of that place for years and years.
Next
and years.
Time.
Yeah, great little classic place. Been around forever.
Yeah. We spent all day in the studio when we were there. We weren't really doing much else.
Yep. Jimmy John's across the street.
Yep.
The album release party for A Fool's Dream takes place on January 30th at the Burr Oak. Tell us why you chose that venue.
It's the right size for us.
Yeah.
It's intimate.
It is.
We're not we're not filling the High Noon Saloon, and we're okay with that. So it's a perfect little spot. Mm-hmm. East Side, that's our, you know, neighborhood that we all love to hang out in. So
they had a date available that we liked.
It worked out perfectly.
Like that. Yeah.
That's always important.
Yeah, it's always a big deal. Yeah.
What can people expect at your show?
We're going to probably do a spanning of the whole 12-year career of the band from early stuff, culminating in a lot of the new album stuff. So it'll be all over the board in terms of genres and
like this album
for sure.
There's all different. We play every different kind of music. Like people are like, what kind of band are you? I don't know. We play
folk,
country, rock, you know, like
so it'll be a little bit jazzy, everything.
So
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
How can people keep up with Gin Mill Hollow online?
We do have the website, ginmillhollow.com, and all your socials, Instagram, Facebook.
You can basically type Gin Mill Hollow in anything.
It should it'll come up. Yeah, we do have some videos on YouTube, and obviously...
Will that work on my typewriter?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, try it.
You got an Ethernet cable in that thing?
You don't know until you try.
Yep.
It's souped up. Dan Plord, Joshua, thank you so much for coming in to take the time to talk with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Let's listen to another song from your new album. This is the title track from the new album, Fool's Dream. This song is called Watermelon Backpack.
Track one.
Is there some hidden innuendo that's going to go over my head?
No. The story with this tune is kind of weird, but we were joking around one night about how as long as the music is good, a song can be called and about whatever. And then Mark just started writing this somewhat gibberish tune, and it turned into a tune that this song often closes our shows. It's
we played this song almost more than any other.
Yeah, it's probably one of the more played songs that we do. So
way different than the last song you guys heard too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let's premiere right now the brand new Gin Mill Hollow from their album A Fool's Dream. This song is called Watermelon Backpack. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.